Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Turkey Fox Radio Morning Club. For Thursday, January 9th, 2025, it's good to have you with us. Yep. Anyway, you're probably wondering why I didn't do a morning show on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. Well, on Monday, I did do a morning show on it. It was a pre-recorded one in hopes that Aunt Lou would take me swimming, but she's not feeling well. On Tuesday and Wednesday, I did not do a morning show at all. At all. I did not even do a pre-recorded one either. It was just doing nothing. So there you go. And also I've been having the baddest luck with my, virtual machines recently, actually. Like, I was using, Mac OS on VMware, and, again, yes, and, for some reason, it just kernel panicked on me. I do not know why. It was quite interesting how it did that. All I was doing was listening to an audio file and just kernel panicked on me. It was quite interesting. So I just shut it down, laid it off a little bit. Then my Windows 8, my Dell Optiplex 760 virtual machine, it blew screen on me twice, and then after automatic repair, it worked after that. But still, I've been having the baddest luck with my virtual machines lately, and also Radio Boss, which was powering Newsnet, because Radio DJ recently will not work on Windows XP recently. I discovered that recently. Radio DJ, the program we're using, I'm forced to use it on Windows 7 for Turkey Fox Radio, because it'll work just fine on Windows 7. But on Windows XP, it'll work for half an hour until it blue screens because of some video card issue. So like I said, these issues haven't been recent, but they have been kind of more recent. So I don't know what the problem is with my video card. There doesn't seem to be a problem with it, but I mean, I could run Speccy to find out, but this doesn't usually emulate the NVIDIA card, I would think. I don't think there's anything wrong with it, really. But here you go. But I guess Radio DJ just isn't compatible with Windows XP, I guess. Fair and simple, it just isn't compatible with Windows XP. I wish it was, because it worked before. But anyway, it's 8:04 a.m. I haven't even read the weather yet. I'm just going to go ahead and go on my phone or the tablet and read it. Come on, don't fall down. There you go. Right now in Dallas is 37, feels like 31, so it's a little bit cooler. With a high of 50 and a low of 36. Sunny conditions will continue all day. The lowest feels like temperature was 30 around 7 a.m., by the way. That was an hour ago. Air quality is good. It's an index of 36, which was similar to yesterday at about this time. The moon phase is a waxing gibbous. Wind is south. Wind is 7 miles per hour with gusts 13 miles per hour. Direction is north northwest. UV index is low. Sunset is 4:51 p.m. The sunrise has just risen 7:49 a.m. So yes, the wind is making it feel cooler, by the way. Precipitation is zero today. There's going to be no rain, but there could be a little bit tomorrow. Visibility is 15 miles. Humidity is 87%. The dew point is 33 right now. Pressure is 30.39 IHG. And the average is plus 4 above average daily high. Today was 50, average is 46. And let's just take a look at the 3-day weather forecast. Today will be high of 50, a low of 36. Tomorrow will be raining with a high of 49, a low of 37. And then on Saturday, it'll be 46 high, 38 low of cloudy skies. And then on Sunday, it'll be 47 high, 36 low, again with cloudy skies. Monday, it'll be 45 high, 32 low with sunny skies. On Tuesday, it'll be sunny with 46 high, 31 low. And finally, on Wednesday, it'll be 47 high, 33 low with the same. So there you go. Anyway, my throat doesn't want to cooperate, guys. My apologies. I'm hoping this show goes smooth sailing. I think it will, as far as outbursts are, as far as no outbursts are concerned. But as far as me puking or whatever, I'm not sure about that. We'll see, though. Alright, so, I'm gonna play Believe by Cher first. So I just discovered that I'm going to play the song first because YouTube caught us on guard for that song. For it being copyrighted. So they allowed it, but it's going to be blocked in some countries. So we're going to play it safe and just play it first. And after that, we're going to play something else. It'll have to be a 3-minute song, of course. What else? I'm probably just going to take down the show on YouTube, to be honest with you. It doesn't need to be on there anyway. Just causing a copyright storm, to be honest with you. Anyway, there we go. But coming up in the next segment will be Food Talk, guys, if you're wondering. How do you tell Aunt Lou will show up for the show? But no big deal. It's available on demand. You do not have to listen to it on YouTube, by the way. In fact, I might be taking it down on YouTube, to be honest with you. Because I think it's just cluttering up my YouTube views and history and everything. That's all I'm going to put right to it. I'll put it right there. Anyway, my throat really does not want to cooperate, guys. I'm sorry. Anyway, I think we'll be okay, guys. Let's go ahead and remove that. And, yeah, we'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Since You've Been Gone by Kelly Clarkson and Believe by Cher right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. So there you go. Anyway, it is now time for Food Talk, and you're going to laugh at me for this. We're going to read some squash recipes. I know, you said... you're going to laugh at me for this. I am so sorry. In fact, I'm just going to do this. Beth sauteed yellow squash. But the good news is, it's an editor's pick, by the way. Yeah! This is the way I have been serving summer squash to my family for years. It is so easy and it tastes great. I hope you enjoy it too. Yeah! Anyway. It's ready in half an hour, it serves four, and there's four ingredients. Here's what you need. 6 medium summer squash sliced, 1/4 cup of butter, 1 medium onion sliced thinly or diced, and salt and pepper. Probably to taste. Maybe not. Here's directions. There's 5 steps. First, you want to melt the butter in a large skillet. Excuse me. Then you want to add the onion and cook it just till it's tender. Add the yellow squash and continue cooking over medium heat, stirring until the squash begins to soften. Cover and continue cooking over low heat until it's nice and tender, usually about 20 to 25 minutes. She also adds lots of salt and pepper. Yeah! And there you go. And by the way, this recipe was called Bev's Sauteed Yellow Squash, by the way. I don't know if I said that or not. Here's courtesy of Bev I Am. Yeah! Anyway, let's go ahead and read another squash recipe, because why not? I'm sorry about that. I don't really care about squash, but I just wanted to read squash recipes because why not? Yeah! How about bacon-infused butternut squash soup? Yeah! Good comfort soup. I like to make extra bacon to crumble on top. It does have a little heat to it, though, so if your taste buds are sensitive, cut back on the red and black peppers. Recipe comes from the Sovereign Living magazine, by the way. Ready in 1 hour and 15 minutes. It serves 18 ingredients. You need 6 slices of bacon, 1 large onion that's chopped, 2 carrots chopped, 2 celery ribs chopped, 1 Granny Smith apple, interestingly enough, peeled and finely chopped, 2 garlic cloves chopped, 4 12-ounce packages of frozen butternut squash, vod, or 3 pounds of fresh butternut squash, peeled, seeded, and chopped. 1 32-ounce container fat-free low-sodium chicken broth, 2 tablespoons of fresh lime juice, 1.5 tablespoons of honey, 2 teaspoons of salt, 1 teaspoon of ground black pepper, 1/8 teaspoon of ground allspice, 1/8 teaspoon of ground nutmeg, 1/8 teaspoon of ground red pepper, 1/4 cup of whipping cream, sour cream for garnish, and ground red pepper for garnish. Anyway, here's the directions. There's 15 steps, by the way. First, you want to cook the bacon slices in a large pot until it's crisp. Then you want to remove the bacon and drain it. Then you want to reserve the 2 tablespoon drippings in the pan. Then crumble the bacon and set aside. Saute the onion and carrots and baking drippings over the medium-high heat for about 5 minutes. Or until the onion is tender, that is. Then add the celery and apple to the pan and saute it for 5 minutes. And then add the garlic and add garlic and sauteed for 1 minute, I think. Add the squash and chicken broth. Bring to a boil, reduce heat, and simmer for 20 minutes or until the carrots are tender. Process the mixture in batches in a blender or food processor until it's smooth. Hot mixtures will erupt out of the blender if it's too full. And believe her, she knows. I'm pretty sure she's right. Return the mixture to the pot. My throat is starting to not cooperate again. Maybe I should take a drink. Okay, I think that'll help. Maybe. Alright, like I said, return the mixture to the pot. Then stir in lime juice, and then the next 7 ingredients. Whatever they were. Good luck. Simmer for 7 to 10 minutes or until thickened. And then finally, top the soup with crumbled bacon and garnish it. There you go. Simple as that. Well, with the sour cream and red pepper, that is. I forgot to mention that. That was my fault. I'm sorry about that. But yeah, top the soup with crumbled bacon and garnish with sour cream and red pepper. So there you go. Anyway, I don't think we have time for one more, do we? Dill or zucchini squash pie, huh? See how long this will take to read. Yeah. And with my throat not cooperating, I don't think it's gonna be possible. We could go over, but I don't think it's really that easy. Anyway, yeah, forget that. Oh well, I think we read enough squash. Yeah. Anyway, let's take our commercial now. Well, we're gonna put it in, be a good idea. Yeah, I'm not really a big fan of squash, but I just read it just for the heck of it. Yeah. But anyway, let's go ahead and put our music in, guys. Simple as that. Let's go ahead and put Alicia Cara, Scars You're Beautiful in. And after that, I think we are going to play, what can we play? Let's see here, not sure, we already played that, UW. Let's see here. How about Teenage Dream by Katy Perry? Seems fair enough. Can't believe I'm finally doing a live show this week. I won't hit my streak, but I probably won't hit on Pokemon Go either. And speaking of Pokemon Go, that's coming up at 9 a.m. And before that, we're going to do TMZ Celebrity News, by the way, at 8:40. So there you go. So anyway, we might have to stop it early, guys. I do not know. We might be okay, though, but I just want to confirm it, though. Yeah, I think I'll stop it early, guys. Anyway, coming up is TMZ Celebrity News. We will be right back. Don't go away. Yep. Sorry about that. I got hung up on time, but that was Teenage Dream by Katy Perry and Alicia Cara, Scars You're Beautiful. Sorry about that. I lost track of time. My apologies. I could have just stopped at 0 seconds, but my mind wasn't thinking straight. Anyway, TMZ celebrity news. Let's go. LA wildfires. No firefighters aren't using handbags to battle flames. So TMZ exclusive, by the way. We'll just go ahead and turn this up in case of it decides to play a video. Anyway, my apologies for not turning on the mic ahead of time. I was just not paying attention for some reason. There was no lost cause for it. I was a complete idiot. I just not paid attention to time. Don't do that, Jesse. Anyway, let me just hit keep reading. Shut up. Yep, just as I thought, decided to play a darn video. So we're forced to watch this whether we want to or not. So here we go.
It's fucking taking off back here on the
snow. Oh, the building.
Anyway, here's what the story says. Amid the chaos of the LA fires, it looked like the firefighters were using anything they could find, even handbags included, to douse a dumpster fire. But TMZ is indeed here to debunk that claim. The LAFD officials tell TMZ that those handbags we're seeing in local news reports this week were actually canvas bags firefighters bring on their engines for various jobs. When tackling a small trash fire like this one, the video that we just heard earlier, it's easier for them to quickly fill the bags of water and extinguish the flames than it is to haul out a hose. We're told hooking up fire hoses to hydrants takes time. And with fires spraying so quick, they've got to act fast. The sooner they snuff it out, the better. Timing's everything. That's why using canvas bags filled with water to put out small fires is a smarter move. It's not some desperate act because of no water pressure, as some people online were speculating, that is. Some thought the firefighters were just desperate. Not sure if it was a joke or not. But, of course, LA's first responders know the best way to handle the flames. The fires aren't just tearing for the Pacific Palisades. They've also wrecked havoc in Altadena, the Hollywood Hills, Acton, and Sylmar, with embers just swirling across the city and sparking smaller blazes. So every quick thinking move will count, guys. Don't you worry. Anyway, now on to the India Festival. When elephants attack, huh? Dozens were injured when an enraged elephant had attacked a crowd during the festival in India, who was swinging one man around like a rag doll before throwing him violently to the ground. And it was all caught on camera. A massive crowd has surrounded an elephant adorned with headgear and leg bracelets, when suddenly the agitated elephant throws his weight around and attacked the two men, appearing to butt its head at them, and then picks one of the men with its trunk and swings him around wildly in the air for several long moments, and then he's then flung helplessly to the ground. Several people in the crowd dragged the man to safety, a man riding on top of the animal watches his powerlessly as a few men attempt to control the animal from behind the ground. From behind on the ground, the animal goes stoic as the crowd dispenses in terror, and at least 25 people were injured. Okay. Alright, I guess we're going to have to watch this then. My apologies, I guess we're watching graphic video. It wasn't labeled as graphic, though, so here we go. LFTMT. Enough of that. The horrifying incident is reminiscent of the infamous Sig Fried and Roy Tiger attack in Vegas back in 2003, highlighting the dangers of domesticating wild animals. And while Tiger named Manticore was performing a magic show on stage at the Mirage when it suddenly bit down on Sig Fried's neck and dragged him. Sigafried managed to survive, though, but was permanently disabled. Now, we told you about another elephant rampage in India a couple months back, which was back in October of 2024, when an elephant had charged at vehicles in traffic, destroying a bus as several people rode on its back. Probably time to rethink using giant wild animals as entertainment. Seriously. Anyway, that's probably gonna have to do it to TMZ Celebrity News, guys. I'm sorry. Go ahead and turn that down. Go back here. I was switching it because it was causing a distraction. Switch it back. There we go. Anyway, we got 2 minutes to put a commercial and music in. Let's do this fast, guys. Alright. There we go. Commercial in. I promise you next break, I will not cut it off at the 2 second mark. I do not know why I did that. That was my fault. I do not know why I did that. I will not do it again. This time I will make up for it. I promise you that. We are going to play Billy Joel, Uptown Girl, and Aha, Take On Me from Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Gates to Infinity, which is not letting me select for some reason, but no big deal. Alright, there we go. We'll see when we have to play that. Alright, we may have to just go over a little bit. I don't know. But like I said, ironically, in the last segment, coming up at 9 a.m. will be Pokemon Go. Pokemon! Yeah! Who doesn't love Pokemon, guys? Just saying. My favorite franchise, after all. Yeah, it looks like we may have to go over, it looks like, just a tad bit, maybe a little bit, I don't know. I did not realize that it was gonna, Uptown Girl was such a long song, near to Take On Me. Short song, I mean, but yeah. But yeah, I think we'll just go over just a little bit. But yeah, coming up is Pokemon Go. Now, like I said, last time we failed to sign in, but, I don't think we'll have that problem now, so there you go. But anyway, I think at this point we should be all good, 8:54, yeah. Alright, yeah, we'll have to go over, but anyway, no big deal. Anyway, coming up is Pokemon Go at 9 a.m. So there you go. Coming up is the second half of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Yep. That was Take On Me by A-ha and Uptown Girl by Billy Joel right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. So there you go. Anyway, welcome to the second half of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. And as always, we are now going to play Pokemon Go, of course. So we'll go ahead and turn this up so we can hear it. I already have this connected to the mixer like we did in the last show. So here we go. This comes to us from the Natick. Okay, I don't know why it's fast. We gotta turn it down just a little bit. Okay. Claim reward. Yes, I will. I got egg action, by the way, as you probably hear. Oh, it's different. Let's see if it's worth anything. It's free. It's not free stars, it's 2 stars. I'll hold on to it anyway. Come on. Most recent one, I don't know. Okay. Thank you, Winnie. Lycanroc, that is. All these red gems, I wonder. I can get in it. I can tell you that much. See if old Mill is, it's blue. So, something tells me Jesse Wild was kicking every one of his gems. Hopefully he got enough coins to manage. Use free berries to help catch Pokemon. Well, we'll do that. A huge Eevee, huh? Huh. Interesting. Ultra Ball. But nice throw. Here we go. Like I said, this is both my one-day streak for Pokemon Go and my one-day streak for my morning show as well. And it's up by 0.02 meters as well. I get annoying sometimes how that comes up. Okay, yeah, Spragato Community Day. I never even participated in this! It may not matter, though, because I might be able to get at least one Pokemon, but in the Stardust, that's about it. Totally forgot about the Spragato Community Day. I really wish I'd remembered it. Oh, well. Anyway, hoot hoot. Darn it. Just saw that coming. Oh, as soon as I use the Ultra Ball, it's a great throw. I don't even want to know. It's worth nothing anyway. Adios. Okay. See your raspberry. I have to turn this thing off. Great throw of a great ball. Maybe that's a good sign. Yep. Even if it's not worth anything, it's only 1 star. How long was that off? 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 5 days. That's proof enough I haven't done a morning show in a while. What are you talking about? I have completed my stuff. There's nothing here. There you go. Yeah, this setup works so much better, by the way, guys. Darn it, broke free. And it ran away. Darn you! And I don't see more Pokemon here on the map. But I did manage to get that mission completed, so that's good enough. But we can't take... I mean, we could put the commercial in now, but, can we just do that? Yeah, let's just do it. Screw it. If there's no Pokemon on the map, it's just worthwhile just to take a commercial break. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Anyway, let's just put the commercial in, I guess. Sometimes things go smooth sailing, sometimes they don't. The show in general will, but sometimes Pokemon Go just can't. Anyway, I did get the commercial in, but we can't trigger it right now, though. Not even close. I'm gonna put Falling by Alicia Keys in for a change, because I'm weird like that. And after that, we'll put it, Before He Cheats by Carrie Underwood. Simple as that. Put the item in so I know when to trigger it. Yeah, we gotta still talk for 3 damn minutes. F'n's sake. Should I just use the incense? Yeah, I think I should just do that. Yeah. Even if it's just 15 minutes, maybe it'll trigger something while we're on the air. Because we still got like 3 minutes before we have to go to commercial. It's just gonna be a complete waste if this is all for nothing. I'm gonna lower down the volume of my guys. Hold on 1 second. What is it? I'll take them when I go to break. Alright, all that stuff seems to happen in this kind of show, guys. I raise the volume up, and it looks like we're getting nothing on the map, guys. So that is quite unfortunate. Maybe if I just, I can't walk right now, guys. But maybe if I move around. Alright, I think we finally got something. I don't think it was lured by the thing here. I'll take it. He's a blueberry. This one will probably be worth nothing, but you know what? I might even bother checking it. Just to fill time. Okay, it's actually a Ditto. I said corrected. But at least we got the more experience we did before earlier. We just got him here at 25. That time we got 170. Anyway, sorry about David interrupting me. That's just how it's gotta be, guys. Sorry. But anyway, like I said, I was hoping this show would go smooth sailing, but so far it seems to be, but sometimes it doesn't seem to be that way. And that part about me, you know, about whatever, it will be cut out, by the way. So once again, we lost a little bit of time. It wasn't a whole lot, but I still think it was a little bit of time lost. Yeah. Anyway, I think we'll be okay now. Let's just remove that darn track. And coming up will be Alicia Keys' Ballin' Remix featuring Busta Rhymes and Carrie Underwood with Before He Cheats. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Next segment will be Surprise. Yep. That was Before He Cheats with Carrie Underwood and Ballin' Remix by Busta Rhymes with Alicia Keys right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. I'm telling you, I could never have enough time to say all this stuff in one time, can I? But anyway, we're going to go ahead and play some more Pokemon Go. That was a surprise. Sorry. Looks like I'm not going to be able to catch anything with this incense, guys. I'm sorry. But, oh well. It is what is. Anyway, what are you going to do? Battle. Let's do the color cup. And we will work with what it gives me. Because, like I said, you can only use, like, certain Pokemon. Looks like the audio just cut out. That's not fun. We're going to get no audio in this battle, guys. I'll probably just disconnect it later. And we'll just do a recap and a weather report in the next segment. I can tell you right now I'm going to use a Protect Shield. So annoying how the game does that. It's only great. It still knocked it out, though, interestingly enough. Oh, that's gonna kill it. Yep. Alright, again, my apologies for the sound not working. Well, good enough. It blocked it, though. Okay. Okay. At least finish the mouse card off, and we'll probably lose it. Yeah. Move on to next battle. Color cup. And actually, you know what? Let's change the party a little bit. Okay. So let me choose ones that are always starred. And I think that might work. Just choose the bigger one, the much bigger ones. The maximum party can go up to is 1500, by the way. Whoa. Big mistake there. You know, grass isn't gonna do well with water, you know. Well, she blocked it, at least. That attack, that is. I think that Pokemon's still gonna get knocked out, though. Yes, I want to use my Protect Shield. Okay, come on. There we go. Yeah, that one's out there. Yeah, she had a feeling she was going to lose, so she forfeited. Let's try one more battle. I think we have time for one more of the Color Cup. I think we will work with that same party. Although this time we'll use Pulse, though. Because it's a lucky Pokemon. I just feel lucky with it. So here we go. One more battle. Here we come. Alright, send out a fire type. That may not be looking too promising. But I'll let her knock it out anyway. Yeah, go ahead. And finally, let me use the attack. Even if it blocked it. Alright, let's send out Helper now. Yes, use the Protect Shield. Simple as that. Got it in there anyway. She's gonna flame charge you, but it's too late now. She's docked out. Yep. Bye-bye, Panita. Okay, let me send out Pulse. Although, I just realized it's a grass type. Well, we might get lucky. We could win this one. If we rush through it, we may have a chance. Come on. There we go. And I'm sorry about there's no sound, but I was using Discharge. There we go. Twirtwig is out of there. That just leaves Rowlet, it looks like. And we might be able to knock it out with one more charge attack. We'll see. And yep, that's what it looks like. Five. Alright, we'll go ahead and claim all these rewards. It's a Sinnoh Stone. Scraggy. I have a bunch of these. Let's go ahead and breeze for this really quickly, guys. I'm going to use a Great Ball. Just got to put the commercial in quickly. Claim rank rewards. Alright. Anyway, let's just do it to it. Put commercial on now. But there we go. We're feeling slow, it seems. Let's play City Law for time after time. And after that, we're gonna play, Miss Independent by Kelly Clarkson, I guess. Or I'll just swap them around, I guess. There we go. So you have to play this. Probably very soon. Very, very soon. I might even have to... I don't know. I may have to just do less time. I don't know. Thankfully, we didn't have to go over. We could have, but we didn't do that this time. But the last segment, it's just going to be a recap and a weather report, by the way, guys. So there you go. Anyway, I think we'll just stop it at 9:30 a.m. anyway. Yeah, that'll be our cue. Anyway, coming up at 9:40 will just be a recap and a weather report, guys. So there you go. Anyway, more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club will be right back right after this. You're listening to Tricky Fox Radio. Yep. That was Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper and Miss Independent by Kelly Clarkson right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Anyway, let me turn that down a little bit. That's going to be quite obnoxious, isn't it? There we go. It's quite obnoxious for me, too. Anyway, enough all that. It is now time to read the weather. Wherever you're at, there you are. Right now in Dallas, it is 41 degrees and sunny, high 50, low 37. Like I said, sunny conditions will continue all day, and wind gusts are up to 14 miles per hour. Here's the, let's do the 7-day forecast again. Today, it'll be a high of 50 and a low of 37 with sunny skies. Tomorrow, it'll be raining with a 80% chance, with a high of 49, a low of 37. On Saturday, it'll be cloudy with a high of 46 and a low of 38. On Sunday, it'll be cloudy with a high of 47 and a low of 36. You know, reading from right to left kind of reminds me of when people have to read manga. This app makes you read it, the temperatures from high to low, from right to left. It kind of reminds me of reading mangas. I wonder if I can change that in here. We'll see, though. It kind of bothers me, really. Anyway, we got 3 days left. Monday is a high of 45 and a low of 42. It's kind of hurting my brain. I'm sorry, but anyway, Tuesday it'll be also sunny. It'll be sunny on Monday. It'll also be sunny on Tuesday and Wednesday. Wednesday is a high of 46 and a low of 31. And on Wednesday it'll be 47 high, 33 low. So there you go. Anyway, there we go. We can finally get out of that. Well, I mean, we're not out of it, but we're going to let my brain settle there from reading right to left. Air quality is good. It's similar. Its index is 43. It's similar to yesterday about this time. The UV index is 1. It's low. Low levels all day. Sunset is 4:51 p.m. It'll rise at 7:49 a.m. Wind is 6 miles per hour, north-northwest, with gusts up to 14 miles per hour. It feels like 42 because the humidity is making it feel warmer now. If you're wondering what the humidity is, it's 81%, and the dew point is 35 right now. The precipitation has been 0 inches in the last 24 hours, but 0.2 inches is expected in the next 24 hours. Visibility is 16 miles. It's perfectly clear view. The moon phase is a waxing gibbous. Averages are plus 4 above the average daily high of a high of 50 today, an average of high 46. And the pressure is 30.42 NHG with a low and high in the range middle there, in the mid-range there. This is for Dallas, by the way. So, there you go. Anyway, let's go ahead and do our recap now that we've read the weather. In the first segment, we did read the weather as well. I think that was about it, I believe. I think my throat was not really cooperating at that point. I hadn't taken my medicine until, like, after we did Pokemon Go, which was, like, at 9 a.m., so I don't think I took my meds until that point. There you go. But anyway, in the second segment, we did Food Talk. And we kind of did it in a funny way, in my opinion, although it's recipes I don't really care about. But it might be recipes someone else might like out there who might be listening. They are butternut squash recipes. I think we've read two of them. I think we read one that was related to soup, and then the other one I think was Bev's squash something. I can't remember. But it was, they seemed really interesting. I probably wouldn't like them, but if someone else is willing to try it, go ahead and crave yourself, I guess. But anyway, in the third segment, we talked about the California wildfires and an Indian elephant trying to bang on a bunch of people because apparently it's not really recommended to use wild animals while you're trying to do like an entertaining act, because apparently they can cause endangerment to some people. In the fourth segment, we did Pokemon Go as normal. It turned out to go by pretty well, it seemed. Dwebble ran away from me, no big deal though, but it didn't help the fact that we couldn't take our commercial early though, but there you go. We did manage to get a Ditto though, that was disguised as a coughing, surprisingly. I also got a Caterpie off the air, if you're wondering. I just threw it away, by the way. But there you go. But anyway, in the following segment, following the fourth segment, I forget now. Yeah, we just did the Battle League, and we claimed a bunch of awards. And I think I got a Sinnoh Stone, too, I believe. Never get two of those too often. The Sinnoh Stone is basically a stone that will evolve a Pokemon that is related to the Sinnoh region, like to its Sinnoh form or whatever, because there was like a bunch of evolutions that were introduced in Sinnoh, and some of those Pokemon in Pokemon Go, to evolve them, you require the use of a Sinnoh stone. So it's quite interesting. But anyway, I think that was it for the recap, I believe. In fact, I think it was. So I think we're good there now, so I think we'll go ahead and put our final break in. So there you go. So here we go. Hopefully I don't hiccup on the air. I had that earlier, but it seems to me I still have it. Okay, let's see what we can play for our last two songs here. Let's play, I forgot to play Backstreet Boys, As Long As You Love Me. And after that, we'll play, The Reason by Hoobastank, which is also from Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Gates of Infinity, ironically, but oh well. But we'll just finish it off with that song anyway. And to burn off time, I'm just going to go ahead and write these down so I can make my set list on my phone later if I have to. Just writing this down, by the way, if you're wondering. As Long As You Love Me and The Reason. Simple as that. Simple as could be. Anyway, thanks for tuning in to Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Thursday, January 9th, 2025. And by the way, don't forget, I will be filming on Comedy Night as well at Two Wolves Tap Room. So there's going to be like a bonus extra for you guys for KHKJ TV. And don't forget, Wednesday Night Trivia will be coming up on KHKJ TV today as well, so be aware of that at khkjtv.rf.gd. But anyway, that's probably going to do it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club regardless, but I'm hoping I will see you tomorrow on January 10th for yet another live show. Yeah, it looks like we'll be okay. Alright, go ahead and remove that. Alright, there we go. Alright, anyway, that's going to do it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Thursday, January 9th, 2025. I'll hopefully see the Murrow guys regardless. But until next time, goodbye, everyone.